It's time now for your letters, and earlier this week we aired a two-part discussion about daycare for our continuing series on childbirth.
90% of my time is spent balancing, juggling, thinking about it.
Oh, it's ever pervasive. It's just always there. It's a strata of parenthood that just never goes away. It's always on your mind.
Even when it's working well, you're still
even when it's working well.
Our conversation struck a chord for Jenny Beer of Golden, Colorado, who found out just last week that she's pregnant with her second child. She writes, "Putting our first child in daycare was and still is so much more emotionally difficult for me than I expected. I was glad to hear other parents share their concerns and discuss the necessity of daycare."
Yesterday, we aired a story about Charlie Cavell, a college student in Detroit, who is determined to help turn his city around.
I want to be a part of the change that I want to see, right? Like Gandhi said and all that.
Well, that got Melissa Wilson of Westfield, Indiana, writing. She says this, "As a social worker in a past life, I know what hard work it is to be the change, as Gandhi compels us. It's inspiring to know that people like Charlie are willing to stare adversity square in the eye and charge forward to create a better future for everyone. Go, Charlie, go."
And finally, a clarification. We heard a story about the art of snake charming, or rather, its vanishing act from Indian culture, and we reported that snakes can't actually hear the music because they don't have ears. But Arthur Popper of Rockville, Maryland, a professor at the University of Maryland's biology department, writes, "While it may be true that the snakes are not responding to the sound of the flute, snakes do have ears. There are no external ears, but snakes and all reptiles have highly evolved inner ears that no doubt are able to detect sound."
Well, whether or not you've been charmed by our reporting, we do want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is NPR.